The big issue, which is not even a big issue anymore, is that there's a small percentage of the United States population who appears to still be duped. And they are duped because they've been tricked and manipulated and brainwashed by people who don't have their best intentions in mind. This is your publishing house, Daily Owner Report. It is January 5th, the year is 2021. I'm your publishing house owner, and I'm here every single day, 7 days a week. I'm not putting out old news and redoing, you know, I'm not saying I'm your public broadcasting station and then I'm going to re-air news back from April of last year. I'm giving you fresh, new content that is urgent, and you need to know this stuff so that you can survive. All right? My intention today is not to help out those people who are still wearing their face diapers like they're some kind of slave. Not those idiot women that still bend over and put on their face diaper just so they can go in and have a cup of tea at a restaurant or use the restroom at the library. Those people might just perish anyhow, right? My intention is to help a huge population of people who are under the horrid, manipulative brainwashing from those in our media and those who profess to be experts or leaders in their field, but don't have the community's interest in mind. They're essentially eugenicists. And many of these people don't think they are, right? They think that they want people to live and they want people to survive. But this is a form of manipulation and it's greed. It's like when CNN says they love the American people. Prove it, right? You don't love the American people. Okay. So that's my intention. My intention is to help these people. And today, in particular, I'm here to help the Jews, right? People who think they're Jewish. People who say they're Jewish. People who, you know, believe that Old Testament rules are the way it works, right? I'm here to help the Jews. You know, your mom's a Jew, so you're a Jew. You married a Jew, so now you're going to Jewish temple every day, right? Or every Sunday or Saturday or whatever day they're worshiping, right? At the Jewish temple. And in my life, I have been harmed in many different ways, and my family and our children have been harmed and abused by people who are Jews. Okay, when I was born, I didn't know any Jews. Okay, I grew up on a Native reservation, Native American Indian reservation. I'm a Native American Indian with Indian blood, and I grew up on a Native American Indian reservation. I didn't know any Jews, zero, growing up. The other people on the reservation who had a little bit darker skin than me, some of which were from Mexico, they weren't even Native American Indians, they were prejudiced against me because their parents told them not to play with me because I didn't look like them, okay? I wasn't part of them, even though I was more Native American Indian than they were. Does that make sense? By blood. So I was discriminated against my whole life. And that means there's 1,000 people on the reservation. There's one of me. It's 1,000 of them versus one of me. Okay? They don't play with me. They don't hang out with me. They don't talk to me. They beat me up. They ignore me. They try to drug me up. They try to do all kinds of harm. They try to drown me. They do horrible things to me. The Native American Indians, the people who say they're Native American Indians, but really they're not. They're living on the reservation. They got a little bit dark skin maybe, but they're frauds. They're not real American Indians. They don't have real Native American Indian blood, and they don't care about the people. Okay? So don't tell me anything like it's easy to pick on Jews because there's not very many of them. You ever lived in Los Angeles? You ever been to Los Angeles? You ever been to Hollywood? The place is littered with people who believe they're Jews. You know, if you're not Jew, then you don't get to go into clubs. You don't get to go to the temple. You don't get to go to have parties. You don't get to go to the kegger. You don't get to have money. You don't get to get a job here or a job there. If you don't go and race yachts for the Jew club, then you don't get that lawyer that's going to give you one day a year with your children because they're just profiteering off your child's parental loss, right? So I've been to LA. I've been all over the world. I've known Jews all over the whole world. Jews, some specific people who are Jewish, have traveled all over the world to support me. Right? And I've traveled all over the world to help support some specific Jews. And it's not because they're Jews, and it's not because I'm a Native American Indian. It's because we're people and we love each other. So, you know, everyone's got something to say to me about how I should do things, about what I need and what I don't need. And you're not helping, okay? If you think I need something, then help me with that. Give it to me. Trade with me. You know, say, hey, this is a microphone, right? I got a microphone. It was made in the U.S. In fact, I built it myself. It's a microphone that, you know, all the circuitry and whatnot I created here in my United States office with United States citizens who are who speak English as their native language of origin. And we built this microphone for you, and we want to trade it, but we want you to talk about our microphone company every day for the next 100 days so that other people can find out about our microphones because they work so well. Okay? If you want to do that, I welcome that. If you want to just say, go get a microphone, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. There's a reason why I use the technology I use, and it's not the reason that you think it is. If you knew anything about technology, then you would already know where this particular piece of technology that I'm recording on came from. But you don't know anything about technology, and so you don't know where this piece of technology came from, and you don't know how it helped to save someone's life. Because here it is. You don't have my fear. You don't have my envy. You don't have my pain. And you have nothing. All I have is love. And I'm patient with you, and I'm kind to you to the best of my abilities. So, we have all these people out there, right? We got people who believe they're leaders, who tell other people what to buy and how to live their lives. And they're on the radio, and they're on the TV, and they're everywhere, right? Now, some of these people will say, you know, go buy my product, here's the website, here, you know, use my promo code, and when you buy the product, you're going to like it. Okay? It's not going to help you for very long, but you're just going to spend your money and you're going to get the product and you're going to use it and it's done. And then they'll say, you know, trust me, right? Because I'm a Jew. Or trust me because you heard me talk to Ted Cruz. Trust me because Donald Trump says he don't like me, but he loves me. All right? There's also people who say, when you take supplements every day, you're able to fill the nutritional gaps in your diet. And you have these gaps because you're not able to have your own private property where you can grow your own foods and your own healthy meats like chicken, salmon, sardines, right? They're saying, hey, look it up yourself. If you don't believe me, look it up yourself. Find out yourself what's going on. Because all they're doing is talking on the radio. All they're doing is talking on the news. They're not PhDs. They're not nutritionalists. They haven't helped millions of people with their diet. They're just telling you what to buy because they want to make some money. And there's someone else out there saying, yeah, let's work together. You give us your listeners and their money and we'll give you, you know, we'll kick you down a couple stakes, right? And this is what the issue is. And another issue here is that some of these people, they'll say things like, you know, they'll worship those who never say a bad thing about anyone else, right? This is the type of person that I love because they'll never say a bad thing about anyone else. Well, there's a bunch of Jews back in Poland and Germany in this area, and they would never say a bad thing about anyone else. They went around, they never questioned authority. If they said, hey, I'm a Jew too, you need to get on this train, and when you get on that train, we're going to take you to your new home where there's plenty of food to go around. So all you Jews, jump on the train with me, and we're going to go out to your new home, and we're going to get some nice fancy steaks, and we're going to get some industrialized bread and some dessert treats that come in a little plastic wrapper. All you got to do is jump on the train with me. We're going to head to Auschwitz and we are going to have this great new life together as Jews, because Jews are important, right? Jews need to live the best. And none of the Jews would question it, right? Hey, you know, we don't need to question authority. Don't question the plan. Trust in the plan. Trust the plan is right. Jump on that train. Well, did it work? No. The Jews jumped on the train, sometimes by gunpoint, sometimes not. At first, it wasn't by gunpoint. At first, they were just jumping on the train because, hey, we got some free steaks and you get 20% off and just jump on the train. Then there's some of them that were like, I don't know if I want to jump on the train. Right? I'm not going to question you, but I'm just going to say, I don't know if it's right. Those are the people that got the guns to their head, and then they had to get on the train anyhow. And what happened to all those Jews? Did they get burned to death? thrown in a pile? Why did they get thrown in a pile? Why were they burned to death? Is it because other people are bad? Maybe. Is it because they weren't able to question authority or help those other Jews who were really in need? And I'm going to say this. Mark Levin, you are truly in need of help right now. My intention is to help you. My intention is not to hurt you. Because what's happening is you are puking this same contraband that the Germans, the Polish people, the Polish Jews pushed on others. When you say go buy some Omaha steaks and put in your Levin code, you're telling people to eat, you're telling your Jew audience, right? And I know 99% of them are Jews, because why else would you listen to this crap being puked out of your face, all right? Look, when, and it's not me that's doubling down, it's you. You doubled down. I called you on this way long ago. You know I did, and you keep on doing the same thing. You keep doubling down. And so I'm not going to double down. I'm going to quadruple down until you change your ways, because it's hurting people. It's hurting your listeners. When you tell them to go buy Omaha steaks and the steaks come, okay, and you got all this industrialized food, little muffins and little treats and all this garbage that's got preservatives in it. A lot of the stuff isn't even from the United States. And I've ordered Omaha steaks before. Right? I've had Omaha steaks with my family. But they were overpriced. And they're industrialized. And they're not helpful for us. They don't help us. They're not sustainable either. And it costs the environment, our air that we breathe, costs people time transporting, putting together a little box of dry ice with materials that aren't going to compost, right? You got to stick all that on an airplane, blast the airplane through the atmosphere so that you can have your industrialized crap that you paid for based on Mark Levin's suggestion, because he's got hand-picked people that give you the stuff you want. Well, guess what? It doesn't work. It's not sustainable. It's not even sustainable to go to the farmer down the street and buy one of his cows to slaughter. That's not sustainable either. It's not sustainable to sell seeds. If you're always buying seeds and you're always selling seeds, you're dependent on those people who are buying and selling seeds. You're never growing your own seeds. So don't sell the seeds more than you help teach people how to grow their own seeds on their own private property. That's the big issue here. Right? We can go out and buy levinsbeets.com. Right? We can spend our money. We can get our stimulus check, and we can spend our money on levinsbeets.com and get some industrialized beet garbage. But it's not sustainable, Mark. You need to grow your own beets. You need to trade with other local people who are growing other foods that they're good at. Not just take our money and give them something that's going to last them a couple weeks and it's done. And then they go back to living their unhealthy lives and doing whatever they do with their Jew money, right? And I know some rich Jews, and I mean rich, richer than you, Mark. Richer than a lot of the Jews that you know, too, Mark. I know some rich Jews, and they don't tell you they're rich. They don't let anyone know how much money they got. They fly all over the world. They're constantly on private jets, and they fly around and they sell money. That's what they do. They're called finance bakers, and these Jews are some of my greatest real friends that I've ever had. They don't have big fancy mansion either. They don't have a big coffin apartment where they put a bunch of fancy stuff in it. These are Jews who are serious about their money. Okay? They've got a lot of money. And they work with people who even have more money than them, who are also Jews. And I support them. I take them out. I help them have fun. Because in their life, since they're so focused on money and how to make money and their greed for money, they forget what's really important in life. They have relationships with women, right? These are male Jews that have a relationship with a woman. And since they're not in very good health, right? They don't get out there and exercise or walk or anything. They don't eat healthy food. They eat, you know, steaks and industrialized crap from Mark Levin's Omaha Steaks, right? They're fat, they're unhealthy, so I try to take them out to nature. I try to take them out to the ocean. I take them out to the wilderness. I take them up hiking, and we go out and have fun. But they're still looking for women, right? They want that relationship. They want that companionship because they're missing that. All they have is their companionship with their real God, which is money. So they start dating women, and women love to date them, especially Chinese women. The Chinese women love the rich Jews in the United States. Do they love them because of who they are? Because they think that they're a great Jewish, fat, unhealthy, not fun person? No. They love their money. They see them as an investment, right? If I have sex with this ugly, fat Jew that worships money, then I'll be able to steal his money. But even these immoral, invader Chinese women who only seek to extract and manipulate and abuse our legal immigration system, that even these women understand that it's not right. So they leave and they go back to China or wherever it is and abandoned their Jew that they really didn't love in a real way. They just wanted them for their money. So they leave back to China. They go marry their Chinese prince instead of the Jew that's been taking care of them in the United States with free housing, free food, you know, three massages a day. And I'm not talking about your student massages either. I'm talking about, you know, $2,000 massages three times a day, right? For the Chinese invader that the Jew is paying for, because I spent my money on whatever garbage product they had, and then they turn around and spent that money on some invader, right? Maybe they're from Israel. So stop negotiating with the terrorists. Okay? Stop making your God your money and stop negotiating with terrorists. Question those who appear to be in authority. Help people who are really in need, and not just a rich Jew. Is the rich Jew really in need? Probably, because it's pretty tough to live a great life when you're focused so heavily on making money. Now, money's a form of power, just like guns and charisma. And it can be wielded in a positive way. You can use your money for good. But now remember, I'm an atheist. I'm not a Jew. I'm a Native American Indian with Indian blood. So when I go to do anything in my life, I'm not looking at it like Christians versus the Jews, or the Muslims versus the Jews, or the... I'm not looking at it like that. I know all you people are crazy, right? So, and I'm not rubbing it in. You guys mock me all day long. I'm not like that. I'm trying to help you understand what's going on. So, I'm an atheist, and I want to get help from a Jew, right? I want to be a part of Jew. I want to be with Jew, but I can't because you guys won't let me come into your temples. You don't help out homeless men. What you do in your Jewish population is you get money, because you're so greedy, you get money by stealing the children of others. Because that's all you're able to do. You're not able to help people. You're not able to help them grow their own food or have their own ranch where they can grow their own cow and eat their own finished beef. You're pushing them to go destroy our environment and buy some industrialized crap from Omaha Steaks. Overpriced industrialized crap from Omaha Steaks. And I haven't even looked into who gets the money from Omaha Steaks, but I'm going to guess that it isn't someone who's, United States, original citizen who really cares about the people in the United States. I'm going to guess it's not one of them. If you do want beef from a real ranch, you want to go to the ranch, you want to live on the ranch, if you need a place to have a shelter, if you want to be a beef farmer, and I was a rancher growing up, right? I grew up on farms. If you want to do that, I will help you to be involved in the beef industry. I can sell you beef. I can have beef shipped to you from anywhere in the United States to anywhere in the United States and anywhere in the world. But I can also have it shipped to you or just walked over to your door by your next door neighbor who's a rancher and you didn't even know it. And I can help you understand how to select the right finished beef, what it means to finish the beef. Because you don't even know that at Omaha Steaks. You don't know how to finish beef at Omaha Steaks because the beef is such low quality at Omaha Steaks. But Mark's hand selecting these things for you, and he does this for you because he loves you. No, he doesn't give a crap about you. And he doesn't give a crap about me. Hey Mark, I need a bunker to lay my head in for a couple hours to get a nap. You mind if I use your bunker? Hey Mark, I need some friends. And I need to have people to worship with. You mind if I come to your temple? Hey, Mark, I got a whole army of homeless men out here who have children, but you Jews have stolen their children. We would love to have a place to survive in. You Jews have a place for us now that you've stolen our kids? No, you guys don't care about us at all. But you know what? We care about you, Mark. You want to come over here? You want to sleep on our floor here at the publishing house for a couple hours during the day? Come on over, because we're a friend to you, even though you're just Jewing us. You see how that works? And he's not just Jewing the atheist. He's Jewing the Jews. Just like Soros. Okay? And you don't want me to start naming names either, Mark, because I will name names all day long of abusive Jews that steal children. And I mean real names. Real Jew women. Real Jew men who steal kids. In every single city, every major city in the United States. And I know all about them, Mark. I got all kinds of stuff you don't want out about these people. And they don't want it out either. So instead, and I'm not threatening. I don't even want to do this report. I wake up and I feel sick to my stomach knowing that I have to say this kind of crap again so that my contractors and my affiliates understand that we're not publishing stuff to help our publishing house make a whole bunch of money off other people's death and an inflammatory diets. Because remember, Mark, inflammation is the leading cause of disease. And that's not me. Look it up yourself. Okay? Look up Dr. Weil, medical doctor, PhD, might even be a Jew. Stop pushing inflammatory nutrition on others and profiteering off harming Jews. Stop pushing Israel too. Why do you keep pushing Israel? Tell me this, Mark. I want you to denounce the way that all of our money in taxation is given to Israel so that every man, woman, and child there have 30 grand of our money every year. Or if you move to Israel as a Jew, you can get away with a tax incentive. I want you to denounce that because we have real United States citizens, real Native American Indians with Indian blood who've been here for many more generations than wherever your Jew came from. Right? They're dying in the dirt. And what are the Jews doing to help them out? Nothing. And the Christopher Columbus statue. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Okay? So how about you inspire some Jews to do the right thing instead, Mark? How about you Jews do something that's sustainable? And sustainable is not wind power, okay? That's not sustainable because it takes humans, a whole bunch of humans, to repair, to make the metals and the different components for these windmills. Every day, I have friends who work on these windmills every day. They're getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to work on windmills, and they themselves will tell you it is not sustainable, it does not work, it is a bad move. Bad, B-A-D, harmful to humans, harmful to them. They're getting paid so much because it's a dangerous job and it's not good for them. So, we have a whole bunch of people that do support us, and remember, I'm not perfect either, and I screw up, but I need your help here, because when I put out a video, and a whole bunch of my affiliates, and my contractors, and other reporters, and whoever it is, catch on to this information, and it does get out, it does help a lot of people. But if you don't get this, Mark, and you keep on blasting, and you keep on doubling down, and you keep on saying stupid crap, instead of questioning those who appear to be in authority, who might be causing us harm, and I don't just mean like, you know, you're fake conservative, you're pseudo-conservative, you know, I don't even think you guys know what the word conservative means. Do you have a political science degree? Have you studied political science? What does the word conservative really mean? Is it a type of person? Is it a way of thought? Or is it just some idea someone thought of a while back? I mean, you're not conservative. Because to deliver Omaha steaks, it takes liberal institutions. Right, it takes taxes to build the roads and the airports and all these different things so we can fly your Omaha steaks around. That's liberal. And traditionally, we grow our own beef here in the United States. Traditionally, with our families, we grow our own beef and we eat our own beef and we have our neighbors over and we have big dinners with our neighbors and all the beef and the vegetables and the fruits and everything that we've grown together. And we all come together and do that. We don't order it off of Levin's website and then, eat it in our hole all by ourselves without our children or anyone. That's not how we do it in the United States. You know, that sounds like a normal person versus a conspiracy theorist, right? So we need to question authority, right? What is it about Trump that he's screwed up on, Mark? How does Trump screw it up? I'll give you like three big things that Trump has really screwed up on that's killing our children, all right? First thing that he did that he screwed up, all right? Trump screwed up because he passed the Ivanka bill that pays the child abductor double our taxes when they steal a child from the other parent. The child abductor used to get $1,000 from you Jews, right? So that they could spend the money on $1,000 on a Jew lawyer to help them steal the kid. Now Ivanka says, no, $1,000 is not enough for the child abductor. We now need to give the child abductor $2,000 so she can give that $2,000 to the Jew lawyer, right? Or to the Jew child psychiatrist that'll prescribe them deadly big pharma drugs, make some Jew money off that. I got a good story about that one in Santa Barbara with real names, and I will say their names. I just don't have time to deal with all of you freaking Jews, man. I swear I don't have time to deal with it, Mark, so you're going to have to get to your population and you are going to have to argue and debate with them. And you are going to have to let them talk instead of cutting them off on the phone like you did Ted Cruz, for crying out loud. At least Ted Cruz spoke out against the VAWA. And oh, I know he got hit by it. And I know that there was some Jews that didn't like that. But he still did it because he was brave. And then he retracted it because he didn't have the courage to continue on with it like he needs to. Because we are getting killed, literally killed, by the VAWA. The men, the Jewish men, the Native American men, the black men, the red men, the yellow men are getting killed. The brown men are getting killed by the VAWA. Because we incentivize women, it's sexist, we incentivize women with our taxes to steal our children, get a free place to live in an unsustainable way so that they can sell off our children to pedophiles and foster frauds in the United States and all over the world. And if you think that I'm lying and you think that I don't have the real information on it, you think that, oh, there's a lot of foster parents that are really good parents. You think that? I would gladly send you video after video after video for the rest of your life to correct your easily brainwashed, idiotic head. Okay? Chat with me anytime. Chat with your publishing house so that you can get materials that you can publish so that you can understand the truth about what's going on. Chat with us at Publish, P-U-B-L-I-S-H. It's on the Brax app. Okay, the Brax app doesn't require your email and your address and your credit card like Omaha Steaks. Okay, the Brax app doesn't require you to have an IP address so they can analyze you. They don't have any kind of logs where one of your Jew lawyers can subpoena the analytics and then use it against you in court so that they can steal your kids and try to suck more money out of you. Okay, Mark? Hey, Mark, why don't you just do one thing to help the human rights of children all over the United States? How about call to end funding to Planned Parenthood? Right? Trump went to the March for Life, yet he still signs the omnibus bill funding the death of our children. That's the second thing that Trump has done over and over again that is just completely a screw up. He is screwing up. Funding our, and he even knows he's screwing up. Ugh. Trump knows funding Planned Parenthood is wrong, and he still does it. He needs to get on the path. Third thing, Trump has screwed up because he believed the fake news with Syria and Iraq. And he still does. We're still killing people in Syria. We're still killing people in Iraq. Look it up for yourself. I'm not exposing any documents. I'm not getting any secret information. I'm not violating anyone's security clearance at all. This is public information. Look it up yourself. Trump is killing other people all around the world with our taxes. He's paying people to kill other people that don't deserve to be killed. Let them live their life and instead focus on keeping the United States population in a much more optimal position, which means having their own property to grow their own steaks on. If they want steaks, if they're, you know, plant lives matter, they're growing steaks. If their animal lives matter, they're growing plants. Let them grow plants. Let them grow cannabis, harassment free. Without liberal cops coming and harassing us about our cannabis. How about that, Mark? Why don't you talk about that? Tell us if we're allowed to grow whatever plants we want on our own private property without liberal cops coming and harassing us and telling us how many plants we can do it. Okay? Is that conservative or is that liberal? You tell me, Mark. All of our money, you take all of our money in taxation and then you give it to people who come and harass us on our own private property because we're trying to grow plants to survive. Man. Okay. So we're all in D.C. right now. Everyone's in Washington, D.C. It is the 5th. It's all over tomorrow. And I've worked so hard for this. Every single day, all day, I'm ready for a vacation, but I know it's not going to happen, but we're occupying D.C. for the foreseeable future. It's not a couple days and you go home. Now you're in D.C., set up camp. You're going to stay there for the rest of your life. You're going to have your family there. You're going to have your children there. You're going to make D.C. great again. And until you do that, we're going to be supporting our local small businesses. And, you know, we have people here that actually make clothes, right? They make socks. We have a sock machine. And we have the machines to make shirts and jackets and pants. Right? We have sheep and wool that we grow ourselves in a sustainable way, and we make these clothes. But if you don't have your private property yet, and you just want to go check out some clothes, go shopping, see what else is out there, see what kind of clothes we're making and distributing, check out Shadows Hot Mess. It's a woman-owned business. Female owns this business. She's working there. She's there most days. I'm not going to say she's always there, but she's there almost always. And she's at 1034 North Main Street in Suite 17. She's in Cottonwood, Arizona, 86326. And if you come by your publishing house, we've got a 20% off coupon that you're welcome to use at Shadows Hot Mess Boutique. You don't even have to let her know that it was from us. You can use it whenever you want. Because we do support small businesses, and we do support people having a lifestyle and a business where they can sustain themselves instead of being on some government toll. So please go out, check it out. You know, on a side note, that's not as side as you might think, children who don't have their biological father, right? David, all these people who, oh, we're not allowed to say their name, but David Levin, whatever, you know, who cares? Look, these people need to be able to make money. So we're going to support them in this way, but those people without their biological father are 900% more likely to be raped before they're 18. And usually those rapes are purveyed by the new boyfriend of mom, the new sex buddy, the new stepdad. And that's the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, that's telling you this. If you want the exact quote, chat with us at Publish. We'll send you the quote. We'll send you where it's at on the CDC site and what year it was published and everything. 900% more likely to be raped. This is an underrated statistic by personal observation. 900% more likely to be raped if you don't have your biological father before you're 18. So how about standing up for something that's real, like returning children to their biological father when some Jew steals them? How about you do that, Mark? Because don't negotiate with terrorists. I got 10,000 more things to talk about today to all my people, and I'm stuck with you because you just keep on puking this stuff, and it's making it harder for the rest of us, okay? You don't negotiate with terrorists. Someone steals your child, it's over, okay? They're a terrorist now. They're terrorizing your child. They're terrorizing you. You don't try to mediate with them. You don't try to negotiate with them. They're never going to do it. You don't give them some money. You don't pay for some lawyer. You don't pay the DOJ to get your children back. You're negotiating with terrorists. You don't go to court for years trying to get your children back. It doesn't work. Take it from me. You don't call 911 You don't call an Amber Alert if they steal your kids. Amber Alert's a fraud. It's a waste of our taxes. Has nothing to do with returning children to their parents. It's all a waste. Because when you call 911, hey, she's stealing my kid. He's stealing my kid. Whatever. They don't care. They just tell you to go to court, spend your money there with the other Jews. Right? So, don't negotiate with them. Okay? How about a bond? Here's another thing. See, for me, I don't get bonds. I don't get I don't get any constitutional rights ever. They don't give me a bond. Right? They say, oh, now you have a bond. Now you don't. You have a bond? Oh, now you don't have any bond. We're just going to keep you, and it doesn't even matter what you say. That's what happens to people like me, who actually influence other people to do good instead of just trying to suck money out of them. So stop negotiating with the terrorists. They steal your kid. What are you going to do to a terrorist that steals your child? Okay, here's what happens. Oh, it's okay. We know we stole your child, but now we want to work with you now. Now we're thinking about working with you. So you go over to try to work with them, and they shoot and they kill you because they're terrorists. They're child-stealing terrorists. They have no interest in helping children to be with their parents, their human right to associate with their parents, like they do all over the world. These are terrorists that are attacking the United States. And a lot of them are able to brainwash and manipulate women in particular. You know, steal his child and we'll give you some money. Make sure that child never sees dad and we'll give you an extra couple $100 a month if he never is around. Right? That's terrorism, and that's taxpayer-funded terrorism in our government services that Trump continues to fund. You know, I'm going to leave you with this. Stop negotiating with terrorists. Bush was stupid. Okay, I don't support Bush almost in any way, shape, or form. He's a warmonger, profiteering off other people's death. But one of those Bushes said something like, don't negotiate with terrorists. That's correct. It doesn't work. The terrorist doesn't want to help you. They don't want to negotiate with you. It's not a deal. It's not the art of the deal. Like Trump thinks it's like a business deal with the terrorist. No. You know, BLM, terrorist organization. They want to kill the black family. They say it on their website. These are terrorists. You don't negotiate with them. You eliminate them. They steal your child. You don't negotiate with them. You eliminate them. Okay, so here's what I'm going to leave you with, all right? My favorite Jew right now. This is my favorite Jew in the whole world. He's got a red beard. He's an old man. And he said, under his breath, chode munchers. In reference to something very good, chode munchers. You don't know what the word chode is? Look it up. I don't care. This guy is so funny. I love this guy. I'll tell you what. This guy is and he lets people come over and sleep on his floor in his hotel room too. That's right. Right? He'll go into Adler's hotel and let homeless people sleep in his hotel room. Adler won't. This is my favorite Jew, okay? Red beard, glasses, chode muncher. You know who you are. I love you. Okay, I'll talk to you guys soon. And remember, don't jump on the train. Question the train. Why am I jumping on some train? Why am I wearing a mask? Oh, I'm not going to take the vaccine, but I'm going to wear a mask. No. No, 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 no. Remember, they got to get you up to the train first. It's okay just to go by the train because you want to see other people. Make sure that they don't get on the train, right? So you want to get close to the train. So you put on your mask. But then they just shove you in the train and shoot you with the death shot. So it doesn't matter if you want the vax or not. When you bend over and you become a slave, when you put on that mask as a symbol of your slavery and your submission to non-scientific information, right, to fraud science, it's not real science. This is fake science. These guys are not scientists. They are oppressors, misusing science. So don't wear your mask ever. If they tell you to wear a mask, you tell them hell no. Don't go places where they have masks. Don't even, if there's a restaurant where anyone in the whole restaurant's wearing a mask, you're not going there. If they got a bus where the bus driver's got some mask sign on the door, you're not getting on the bus. If they got a mask sign in front of City Hall, like you got to wear a mask to vote, you're not voting. Because that is the symbol of the train. That's getting onto the train. Once you're on the train as a Jew, you get taken to another spot. And then they give you the death shot. The vaccine to save you from this virus. Do you get it yet? Don't give those terrorists an inch. You don't negotiate with those terrorists at all. You go live your life. You go have fun with your family. You spend time together. Have work, real work, where you're helping others in a sustainable way for money. Have leisure time. And most importantly right now is going to be your friends. Real friends, not fake friends. Even when you screw up, you say something wrong, they're still your friend. You still give them a hug and you still help them out in their time of need. Remember to express your love. What is love? Do you love all children? Are you a Jew that loves all the children? No, that's a lie. Love is an expression of uniqueness. Something special that's set apart from the rest. You don't love all nothing. You love the diamond in the rough. You love that special rock that's set apart the rest. You don't love all rocks. You love a certain type of rock. You love this specific religion. You love this specific type of person. You love your child. You love your wife. All right, it is the 5th of January of 2021. I've got probably 8 hours of urgent information to get out, and I'm just stuck talking about this crap. How about one more thing? So We've got Joe 2020 Kamala, Educators for Joe 2020 with Kamala from the National Education Association in Washington, D.C. I want everyone to go out who's in D.C. right now. I want you guys all to come with me and give my love to the National Education Association. They're located at 1201 16th Street Northwest in Washington, D.C., 20036. I want you to go to the National Education Association, and I want you to ask them about how they, you know, they want to fire. They say themselves, they publish this, and they send this crap to me. All right, fire Betsy DeVos, right, and undo the damage the Trump administration has done to our public schools. Oh, who damaged the public schools? Was it Trump? No. No, it's your administrators. And if you guys want to know some principals, they're going out and having sex with students or teachers that are raping students. Okay, it's not Trump raping our students. It's teachers and principals and administrators. And if you want their names and their addresses and their locations right now, and they also steal kids from their dad too. Yep, they do the same thing. Right? I'll give them to you. Chat with Publish anytime. I'll give you whatever information you want because these are the real criminals. It's not Trump destroying our public schools. It's the taxpayer-funded terrorists in our public schools that are raping and killing and destroying our children and our families. And that goes all the way out to the parking lot with the bus, you know, helper, whatever she is. You know, calling CPS for no reason, trying to get kids taken from their parents because they don't like them, or they don't like the parent, or they don't like how they look, or whatever it is. Okay, National Education Association says make historic investments in public schools that will raise educator pay, reduce class sizes, and double the number of nurses and counselors, ensuring our students and educators are equipped to succeed. Okay, they're not your students. They're our children. Our children, not yours, ours. You want to reduce class size, you don't got to work. You want to raise your pay. You don't even work for 3 months out of the year. You barely work each day. A bunch of lazy pieces of crap in our public education system. And I know because our abusive mother, you know, I got brothers. I got family. Our mother was one of these freak shows, right? Here's another one. Listen to educators and experts. Oh, and of course, you know, and our mother's the same way. Oh, the class sizes are too big, and I put in so many hours after work and at home. Bull crap. You are a lazy piece of crap. Abusive crap. You always have been. And these people who are stealing our kids and harming us and alienating children, they're probably never going to change. Ask Amy J.L. Baker. These abusive men and women, but women for the most part, they will never change. So what are we going to do about them? Do we throw them in jail? Do we chop off their head? What do we do about parental child abductors? What do we do about these educators, these fraud educators that think that our children are their students and theirs? To do whatever they want with, because they need more money to abuse our kids with parental loss. Here's the last thing. National Educators Association says is listen to educators and experts on how to properly keep our schools open safely and provide the necessary funding to monitor the ongoing situation. The health and safety of our students and educators will always come first. No. You want the best for your students? You keep them with both biological parents. Because you're missing out on your biological father, you're not going to be as good at math on average. You're not going to be as good at reading. You're not going to be smart. You're probably going to end up in a psychiatric facility without your biological father, says every statistic. So putting kids with strangers, pedophiles, people that rape kids in our public education system, and there's many of them, right? Plenty of them. And I'll name them off. I'll do whatever you want. If you keep doubling down, I'm going to start naming Jews who steal children and then are public education system teachers right now in Oxnard, California. Leah Jolly. I'll do it all day. I'll never stop. And you detain me, you censor me in a real way, because guess what? InfoWars is not the most banned network in the world. It's not the most banned news in the world. The people who are the most banned are not in public anymore, Owen. They're not sitting at a desk. They're not able to go to the gym. They're not able to get their word out at all because they're detained and tortured. Those are the most banned people. So you can ban me again. You can detain me. You can torture me for telling the truth all day long. And I'm still going to do it. I'm going to get the information out and I'm going to keep on hammering it out for the rest of my life. And when you kill me, like you killed dumpozzy.com, when you killed him, his spirit continues. His drive, his information continues through us, through me, through you. You can't kill it. You can't stop it. It doesn't matter if you take the Proud Boys, you know, the new Proud Boys pseudo leader in Washington, D.C., and falsely arrest him and throw him into jail. It doesn't matter. Because his spirit lives on through all of us now. And we are now strong. You guys have a great one. I love you all. Get excited today. Get excited. Get your rest. Take your omega-3 fats. Tomorrow when you wake up, you drink that Turbo Force. You eat those anti-inflammatory foods. Have 4 cups of green tea. And go give my love to the National Education Association. Oh, and of course, they support Joe Biden for president. And of course, they support Mark Kelly, right? Who wants to steal your guns? Take your guns. Mark Kelly, bald, you know, goblin looking cave dweller. Mark Kelly for U.S. Senate. Right? That's who the National Education Association is puking in your publications and wasting your money on with our taxes. Love you.